As local universities make decisions in the post-COVID experiment of in-person learning, those living in the towns surrounding these schools carry mixed feelings about students returning. Balancing a healthy economy with the public safety of those who live and work in college towns seems a monumental task, but officials in both Charlottesville and Harrisonburg say they are able to work closely with school administrations to slow the spread of the virus. The city of Harrisonburg approved an emergency ordinance for off-campus parties and gatherings in August in anticipation of an influx of students. Even as JMU abruptly sent home most students living on campus in mid-September following a massive spike in cases, most of the student body reside off-campus and remained in Harrisonburg.
We first want to make sure that everyone is aware of the rule and everyone gets a warning that you're in violation of this ordinance. You need to break up this event.
Michael Parks is Harrisonburg City's communications director. He says the city is taking the gathering ordinance seriously, issuing strong fines to anyone involved.
If we have to come back to an event like that and they have not followed the warning, they have not disbanded, that's when you can see a fine up to $500 for all the event organizers and $250 for every event attendee. And then JMU has also made it clear that if this event is student organized, that any of the leaseholders at that location can be suspended as well.
The University of Virginia chose to delay in-person learning for 2 weeks, but ultimately brought students back to classes on September 8th. Positive COVID-19 cases soon followed.
Well, you know, with the students coming back, we've seen an increase in, you know, positive cases, which is to be expected because, you know, thousands of people are coming back to Charlottesville from all over the country and the world.
Brian Wheeler is the director of communications for the city of Charlottesville.
I think, you know, anecdotally, I would say that our city council has received feedback with people in our community concerned about the return of students. There are also business community members who are concerned if they don't come back. So this is a, we have to be really thoughtful and safe about how we reopen and what measures we take to ensure public health and safety.
But once vibrant music, dining, shopping, and bar scenes have been muted for months, are local establishments terrified about the fate of their business without student revenue?
Yes, absolutely.
Andrea Dono is executive director of Harrisonburg Downtown Renaissance.
You know, we saw that in the summertime. So whenever we have the students leave faculty or not in town, it's noticeable. It's visibly noticeable. I think it's a real concern because that's such a significant part of our population and customer base. And it's going to be felt.
And businesses who are trying to keep the community safe while remaining open are finding it ever harder to operate. After several people who work in downtown Harrisonburg tested positive for COVID-19 in September, Lola's Delicatessen decided to shut its doors for a few days until their team's results had come back.
It's hard. I feel like everyone is making impossible decisions right now.
Lauren Penrod is co-owner of Lola's. She says that while the short-term effects of COVID have hit her business, she's incredibly worried about the longer-term effects of revenue shortages on institutions such as JMU and the consequences that will have on the local economy.
I feel like some of these industries and places that are getting hit a little bit later, and JMU is definitely one of them, you know, how are all those employees going to react? What's going to happen down the road? And then how is that going to affect how they spend their money? And then how long is it going to take for all of this to come back?
And while many institutions, businesses, and elected officials are making impossible decisions every day to maintain balance between a healthy economy and public safety, the best way to help that balance is still to follow CDC guidelines.
The same rules are still applying since March. This has not come to an end. We all need to wear our masks. We all need to socially distance. We all need to wash our hands. And please stay home if you are sick. This is not a time to let up.
For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.